welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And special guest from the world's finest true believers, we've got host Chris.
Hey, hey. Happy to be back again.
You've got four more of these.
Hey, you got the name right this time.
The podcast name, yes. Look, and every time Chris is on, I say world's finest true believers. He knows I have a tough time saying it.
Blame me. I'm the one who chose the name for the show.
So. It's a good name, though. It's a really good name. So I'm not going to blame you too much. We are on the second issue of this Superman story arc, issue 584. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong title there. Of Action Comics. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last episode and episodes 266 to 271 for the Man of Steel miniseries coverage. So yeah. Chris, take it away.
Yeah, this one's a team up issue. We got Superman and the Teen Titans, but on the cover we've got Superman. The Man of Steel is out for blood and he's choking Donna, you know, got Cyborg's arm.
And Beast she's Boy's yelling harder, Daddy.
Anyway.
I'm not gonna touch that one.
I would.
He's every here day. All week, folks. He's
every
here
day.
All week.
Every day.
So obviously we're looking at probably a mind control thing. So we got a news reporter talking about Metropolis and
look at the fucking chain on her neck.
I was trying to figure out, was it teeth or jewels or
probably teeth. It's her enemy reporters.
It definitely looks teeth like, I mean, that's,
or just random rocks, you know, white rocks. Seen that.
We'll go with that.
Yep.
And it's then a Superman popcorn necklace.
Her kid made it for her.
You know, you get a little snack, you get a little hungry, start eating your necklace, you know? She's thinking ahead. It's going to be a long day.
There you go.
But yeah, Superman's up in the sky smiling and apparently smashing buildings. And, you know, he's gone crazy. And who's going to save us? Well, happens to be Cyborg is there. Mr. Vic Stone.
I do like how when he reveals himself, he rips his sweatshirt. Because, you know, I'm not going to say the old MCU because the MCU hiding because this was in the 80s, but the MCU method of hiding yourself, you have a ball cap and like sunglasses.
Pull the thing. And also the cap, TT, Teen Titans, you know, he's trying.
Exactly. But like he rips off his sweatshirt and his pants, sweatpants rip off with it. Like,
you don't know how he did that.
I don't know.
You know, just flex those leg muscles, you know, just bust it out.
Maybe it was actually like a one piece.
Oh, God.
That would be interesting at that point. Because part of it's blue. So it's an interesting one piece.
80s, man.
80s, you know, we will always fall back on the 80s. So Cyborg's throwing out everything he's got. He's got a, you know, stretchy arm. He's got the set. Yeah, you know, sonic boom going on, trying to climb up and see why is Superman lost his mind and gets up to the top and says, the ants, these pitiful, worthless little creatures, look at them scatter. Well, even if you didn't know at this point, this doesn't sound like the Clark Kent we've all known to love.
Correct.
So I was trying to get Superman's attention, so let's throw a big piece of honking metal at him to, you know, that'll get his attention. That won't tick him off at all.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So he's trying to distract him so he, you know, fights him so that he doesn't fight anyone else. And, you know, being that he's Superman at that point, he's kind of taking Vic to task, you know, or ripping off an arm, ripping off a leg.
Yeah.
You know, Vic's trying to do what he can to kind of stop him at that point, including, you know, his little laser beam at him, you know, just ticks him off even more. Poor Vic. I don't like Vic in these ages where, you know, he can't stand toe-to-toe.
And
that's because he doesn't have any toes anymore.
Oh, stop it. you're not wrong. You're out of luck, but you're not wrong.
Well, and so he mentioned something about having in this issue about having his Promethean body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm trying to remember that storyline. Do you remember that at all?
No, it's been a while, but you're right. He does make mention that he wishes he has his better body that he could, you know. Yeah. I mean, Superman might be able still to do it, but not
more
probably
likely,
like,
but it won't be as easy, yeah.
But give it to Vic, like, you know, even he's not panicking necessarily. He'll use his other arm and try to slow down as crawling down to the building and making a phone call to Titan's Tower.
Oh, Beast Boy.
Beast Boy. At least we're not into the Titans issues where he's basically not just misogynistic, but just dropping every single sexual harassment.
Yeah, we've covered those. Yeah, where he did that.
Yep.
And often.
Yes.
And often.
Anytime he had a chance to do that to Terra, he did. Or Starfire. Yep.
I'm surprised he didn't try it with Donna right here. Outside.
Oh, I'm sure he knows better right now. Like
anything with a pulse.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's doesn't, you know, take anything seriously. And Donna says, what's going on the phone? And he finds out, you know, Donna being Donna is going to take it seriously. And so we got to go help Vic. And yeah, well, Beast. Oh, no, it's not Beast Boy at this point. It's Changeling. So we haven't gotten Beast Boy.
My bad.
Yet.
That's right.
That is important because when we did the Titans coverage, it was still Changeling. I made sure to say Changeling.
Yep. So Changeling it comes onto the scene and he's turned himself into a huge elephant and knocking down. And you know what happened? You know, what's he say? But you just dumped on one of the charter members of and the one and only Teen Titans. And you know what? When that happens, we dump back.
Yeah. Take, you know, knock Superman down. Which...
No, he turned into an elephant so he could take the biggest shit.
You're not wrong.
No.
But like he knocks Superman down and which automatic, like we already know Superman is not himself. Being able to knock Superman down as an elephant, that should have been their first indication that this isn't Superman.
Yeah. But Donna being that she's, you know, got the Wonder Woman good feelings going on and everything like that, she can definitely probably stand up toe to toe with him, you know, throwing cars at him and knocking him down and into the ground. But he'll, you know, knowing what we know, what's going on, this is a pretty interesting for the mind controlist, the to kind of bust the water out and kind of be checking out his writing. Usually the people are just that take over powerful beings just say, I'm just going to punch my way through this.
Yeah, they're all about the strength and that's all they ever do.
And I had totally forgotten this, but man, we get Jericho appearance in this.
Yeah,
that was good to see.
Yeah, working for the
Gramercy Street
School for the Hearing Impaired. Yeah. And love the back of the shirt. Deaf kids ain't dummies.
Yep.
And you know he's teaching the kids how to use sign language, and he hears exactly what's going on. So he's on the scene. We flash back to Vic still, you know, hobbling around without a leg, without an arm, doing what he can.
Yep.
Superman's choking out Donna. Vic does what Vic does and just trying to, again, kind of distract him and everything like that. And finally we get Jericho. And I always, when the character came on the scene at that point, I was always wondering how they were going to portray his ability. And I think I like how they continue to do this and what they... You know, you see the little shadow ghost like going into the consciousness going into Superman.
Well, and what's interesting is reading him in the Teen Titans, when he takes over a body, he takes over the body, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But because Superman's an alien, he can only take over his motor functions and he can't take over his speech.
True. And the other thing is, too, you know, we talked a little bit before we started, you know, these books are very much of the 80s in the sense we will telegraph everything that's going on, even though you can visually see it.
Yep.
But I think in this case, that is almost necessary because we assume Jericho should be able to do more. So
yeah, that's what
necessary.
I thought.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It works.
So he's having some trouble. He knows he's getting some resistance. And then this rando guy comes on the scene and says, basically, you know, you see the man responsible is not Superman because he's not Superman. I'm Superman. Mm-hmm. And then we flash forward. Everyone's flying. I said, okay, things happened before this, but I literally thought my book was missing a page. I was like, oh, okay, we're just flying off and we're having a conversation in the air. We're just going to take him at face value.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, so we flash back, you know, Superman in this body, Clark's in this body, and kind of telling how this came about, and that, you know, came to this house under apparently false pretense, and the gentleman whose body he is in has switched minds and bodies with him, and so the good guy's a bad guy's a good guy, you know. Minus, you know, we could go the John Travolta, Nick Cage route and just rip faces off at that point and try that, but this is a lot cleaner, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely, because that's a lot of blood that this guy would have to take care of.
We will take his face off.
Oh, that movie.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say at this bottom of this page when Superman's talking, he's back in his body. For a second, I had Bendis flashbacks, because it's that bottom panel is just nothing but dialogue.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so After School Special. But Superman would be saying something like this at the time. Like, you know, you shouldn't be held back or you're handicapped. You know, we got Helen Keller. We've got Jericho can do this, things like the others. It's, you know what? I will overlook this just because and say that's okay, because this is how Superman is supposed to be at this point. We need to truth, justice, in the American way.
Yep. You know, it works though. Like, it mm-hmm. that's Superman. That's the Superman everybody knows, everybody loves, and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cool little mind swap at that point. I think the first two stories have done pretty well. You know, again, just separating myself by how I like comics written today versus then.
Yes,
but I really, really enjoy the art in the sense of how Superman is. I mean, this is my Superman. This is how I came Man of Steel. That was who was Superman. So I love the way Byrne drew him, and then kind of everyone kind of homaged him to that.
Yeah. I came in with Roger Stern,
mm-hmm.
you know, 93 Death of Superman stuff. And you definitely see, like, you're correct, all of the homages to Byrne and his run. And everything. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of similarities. So.
You know, we get a little flashback. You can't go a Superman issue these days without Lex Luthor. So, you know, he's looking at, you know, seeing that, you know, it wasn't Superman. He wasn't the person doing this. But again, he's trying to find that connection to who is Superman.
Yep.
Who is he really?
Yes. And that's how we end this episode.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, check out World's Finest True Believers and the Marvel Alliance podcast over at the Geek Ultimate Alliance Podcast Network. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Superman story.